When my mum first started dating her current husband.
Yes.
It was really awkward because it was just like me and her alone in this house.
Can you explain who her current husband is in relation to her? Because that's pretty interesting.
Okay, the way you say it like that sounds like it is like an actual relation. Okay, so my mother's current husband used to be her brother-in-law.
What?
So her sister had married him years ago, like 30 years ago or something. They had a couple of kids together. And then divorced in the mid-80s or something? Late 80s? Mid-80s, I think. And then he went off and married someone else. Not my mother. A second wife. My aunt went off and married someone else. And they sort of were happily together. And then my mom was just like with my dad, broke up with him, had another boyfriend. And then actually she broke up with her boyfriend, the one with the son who fed me the tuna and curled my hair and stuff. She broke up with him. And then my aunt, who lived in America, and we had just come back from visiting her in Florida.
Yeah.
And I think my mom was like a little bit like sad that she'd just broken up with her boyfriend and like a bit lonely and stuff. And my aunt's ex-husband, my mother's current husband.
Yes.
His wife, his second wife, had just died of cancer.
Yes.
So my aunt was like, oh, why don't you two start like chatting to each other? Like, you both seem to be like lonely. You both live quite close to together. Why don't you start like hanging out a bit?
Weird suggestion.
They were friends. Like, they had two kids together, and so they still get in contact.
What, the husband and the ex-wife?
Yeah.
Slash aunt.
Yeah. Okay. So, and I think they were still quite friendly with each other, so why not? I don't know if she intended for any sort of romance to blossom, or whether she just meant it as friends.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of do know, I guess, because they started...
Yeah.
They started up a relationship... And my aunt was not happy.
No, she was not.
The last time I spoke to my aunt was on the phone when they went out shopping one time, and my aunt phoned from America.
And you were how old?
16, yeah. I guess. 15, 16. Yeah, 16. Yeah, she phoned and was like, oh, like, can I speak to your mum? I was like, oh, she's out somewhere. She's out shopping. And then she just like broke down crying and was like, she's out with him, isn't she? Tell me, Matthew, tell me. I was like, oh, I gotta go now. See ya. Just hung up.
Oh my god. Harsh.
It's awkward. I mean, what, like, what's she thinking?
Yeah, I don't know.
Even if they were out shopping, doesn't mean it's romantically shopping. They're just out.
Yeah, and especially when you were like, hang out, and then they hang out, and she's like, no. What's that about?
Don't know. Yeah, awkward. She's dead now. It's fine. They made up before she died, actually. She got like really ill.
The mum and the sister.
Everyone,
your mum.
Everyone sort of made friends together. That's and then nice. She died, so it was a happy ending.
Can I just point out, so what became of your mum's husband's ex-wives?
Yeah.
They're both dead now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but like they're both like off cancer.
Just saying.
Yeah. So yeah.
Happened in the staircase.
So yeah, so my mum's current husband used to be her brother-in-law. And I don't think he was ever my uncle. I think they divorced before we
you were
before I was born.
Yeah.
But my cousins are, right now, both my cousins and my
brothers-in-law?
Stepbrother and stepsister.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not stepsister, she's dead. She died as well, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Everyone, yeah. not because of him, I was just to say, and not because of cancer. She had liver failure and died. My cousin's still going.
You should get your health tested.
What? These people are not...
Oh, yeah, they're not blood relatives.
Aside from... well, no, my aunt and cousin are blood relatives.
Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling fine.
Okay.
That's wood.